It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Expert panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Happy Thursday to you. We're going to have a great day today on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We have a lot to cover on today's show, and coming up at about 9:30, I want to share a couple of pretty crazy stories that are in the news. And also, just to let you know, we will be continuing to follow that story here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 happening down in Miami Beach. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone there, and we're just hopeful that things come through. But here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we like to cover everything, and we really enjoy having the opportunity to be able to shine a light on some amazing individuals in our community. And one of those individuals, her name is Mary McClellan. She is the Executive Director of Autism Pensacola. She's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jenna. Thanks so much for having us on.
I am really excited because y'all have something exciting happening. It's starting tomorrow. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. We are hosting Sensory Street down at the Museum of Commerce. It is a fun, it's a family-friendly event. It is free to the general public. Rain or shine, because it is inside the Museum of Commerce on Zaragoza Street, and it is from 9 to 2. It is an opportunity for people of all walks of life to come down and learn a little about autism and the various behaviors associated with it and how different therapies target each of these behaviors. So it's kind of an awareness, inclusive kind of event, and we hope that people will come down and see it for themselves.
Excellent. Well, this is really exciting. I mean, we've missed out on having events for over a year now, and now we're seeing more events come back to the surface and people are going out to them. And, you know, we just love our community that has to deal with autism. And a lot of it is just a constant learning cycle and being able to just continually get educated. And I feel like, and this is just for me, it's important for each and every one of us to understand autism and maybe just understand a little bit more of what these families deal with each day and the obstacles that they continue to overcome. So I do want to ask you, so it's happening June 25th and 26th, and I know we have some friends on the line with you as well. I want you to introduce them in just a moment, but from 9 to 2, is it happening 9 to 2 both days?
Yes, it is both days. Reservations are not required, and you just come down and come up to the museum, and you know, we will try to keep it as orderly as possible, but for the most part, whoever shows up can come in and enjoy the exhibit.
Yes, excellent. And again, that's happening downtown, and I do want to give you an opportunity to explain who Autism Pensacola is and your mission behind the organization.
So we are obviously a 501c3 in Florida, and our mission is to put it in simpler terms, is basically to be a resource center for individuals and families who are affected by autism. So when you first get that diagnosis for your child or for a grandchild, you call us and we put you in touch with various, you know, the school system or therapists in your area, in our area, who can help with certain behaviors. I mean, the first thing we recommend is that you do get the official diagnosis, because that's the most important thing, and it will allow you, open the doors to all of these resources. But that's what we do. But we also have a lot of programs that we offer directly, such as Project Lifesaver, which we put on in conjunction with Escambia Search and Rescue. It's basically a device that if a child, we call it eloping, which means they leave the building and wander off and you don't know where they are. So it's a device that allows the search and rescue to find your child. We actually had a case the other day of a child who had a Lifesaver bracelet on, and they were found in 12 minutes. So, from the time their mother noticed they were, gone, which was almost immediate, to the time the search and rescue were able to find him was 12 minutes. And that's pretty significant, because the statistics that they've given me is that if someone, wanders off, they can go, they have to extend their search 3 miles for every hour. So that's a big widening place. So we have these programs. We have Kids for Camp. We have, we're involved in the Take Me Home program. So we have a lot of other resources that we offer as well. But basically, we're just kind of a one-stop shop for anyone looking for help with a diagnosis of autism.
Well, excellent. I just love that. And thank you for sharing that story with us. And I'm so glad to hear that that little boy is safe. And, it happens so fast, right, Mary? Like, you think for a second, you're in a grocery store, and even when they kind of are shifting behind you for a moment, just being silly or looking at, a macaroni and cheese box behind you, and then, or they slip at the department store, and all of a sudden you're in Dillard's just trying to get a new blouse, and yep, where'd he go? They're under the clothing rack. And so I love that this device is there, and that Autism Pensacola is there to help facilitate, getting families with all, when they deal with this already and not having all the answers, they have a community in this organization that they can reach out to. So I want to talk a little bit more about Sensory Street. I love that because it sounds like Sesame Street, which, I grew up watching and we all loved so much. Who doesn't love Big Bird, right? So I love that Autism Pensacola is putting on Sensory Street. And I know you have some partners. So why don't you tell us a little bit more? And I think you have one on the phone with you as well.
I do. I have our presenting sponsor, which honestly, this company, who is Regions Bank, they have been an incredible supporter of this event, putting a great amount of faith in what we're trying to do here. This is our pilot year, so, anyone who's coming on board is having to really trust that this is going to work, because we want to do it more in the future. But I want to introduce you to Scott Barrow. He is with Regions Bank here locally in Pensacola. And he'll tell you a little bit more about what it is that, the support that he's given.
Good morning,
thanks,
Scott.
Mary.
Yes.
Good morning. We're Regions Bank is really proud to be a sponsor or the lead sponsor in Sensory Street. We feel that people with autism and their families face unique social and communication challenges every day. And the opportunity that Sensory Street really provides is for us to see through the eyes of someone with autism, what they experience every day. So we find this very unique and extremely valuable. And I think as important as anything, Sensory Street really encourages all of us to look for ways to promote inclusivity of all kinds of people, to encourage greater awareness, and really to celebrate the skills and talents of people with all abilities. We're very happy to do our small part with this.
Wow, Scott. And, you think it's a small part, but really, I always say that the people behind the scenes are the real heroes, because you're helping be the backbone for the organization so they can go out and do that groundwork. So we appreciate you and thank you for being a part of it. Again, Scott Barrow with Regions Bank. And, I see there's a long list of supporters behind Sensory Street. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Mary McClellan, who is the executive director for Autism Pensacola, is on the line with me. And we are talking and inviting you and your family to Sensory Street. It's happening tomorrow, June 25th, as well as Saturday, the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is happening in historic Pensacola. It's inside at the Museum of Commerce. So everyone is invited. I want to give you another opportunity. Mary, can you hang on the phone? I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I just want to share with our listeners a little bit more about what to expect at Sensory Street. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
All right, friends, don't go anywhere. If you want to chime into the conversation, our text line is open, 850-437-1620. We have more with Autism Pensacola when we come back. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel. It's about 9:19 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. I have Mary McClellan. She is the Executive Director for Autism Pensacola on the phone with us this morning. Mary, let's talk a little bit more about Sensory Street. Everyone is invited, right?
Yes, everyone's invited, and it's a free event. And reservations are not required, so you just show up and enjoy the event.
Okay. And so when you go to a Sensory Street event, is this just an opportunity for people to learn more about autism and what families face on the daily basis? Are there going to be face painting, anything like that? What can somebody expect to experience when they come in, maybe with their child, and they're just trying to learn a little bit more?
Right. Okay. So the primary focus of how this started was to give an opportunity to make the community aware of, like you said, the challenges that are faced by those affected by autism. As we've gotten into it more and more, we've made it so that it is a safe space for children who do have autism to practice the skills they're learning. Sensory-based behavior is one of the most prevalent behaviors throughout autism. Everything from, touch and sound and sight, loud noises can be very triggering, as can bright lights, flashing lights. And a lot of children have, very, very strict boundaries about what kind of fabrics they will have on, what kind of linens they sleep on at night. An example would be like a tag on your T-shirt. Anytime we order T-shirts for kids for autism, we buy the tagless ones because it bothers me too, actually. But
right.
We buy the tagless ones because we've had, that's triggering to kids. So as kids are going through different behavioral therapies like occupational or speech therapy, there's even food therapy because picky eating is one of the behaviors as well, to try and introduce new foods to kids, so that they get the nutrients and vitamins they need that they're not getting if their choices are, bananas and chicken nuggets every day, so you have to expand that. So they've got all these different behaviors that they're getting therapy for. And so this is a safe environment for them to do that. We have a sensory room, which is where we have a calm place where any child who's experiencing sensory overload, which happens, can go and just kind of reset. But basically each of the booths is discussing, and I'll let Scott tell you what Regents is doing, but Cox Communications, they're doing a warehouse type thing where the kids have to sort boxes and sort little cables and little pieces of, tools that are used and so forth. And then we have the Bear Family Foundation. They're actually making calming jars, which is a kind of like a lava lamp, but it's a real calming device, and the kids take them with them. And so we have, all kinds of different booths like this. We have 11 different booths. We will have the Popcorn King inside. I tried to keep it not as messy, so that, it's It's controlled.
Love the popcorn cake.
And the shaved ice guy. So,
yes.
Yeah. But so it's fun and different stations and different activities. But the Regions Bank one I want to tell you about because theirs is actually pretty cool because they actually offer a sensory type program for kids who have autism. And I thought that was pretty neat. I did not know about that until we partnered with Regions Bank. So that's kind of the sensory street. It's open to everyone for, you know, for the kids with autism and also for the community in general.
Excellent. Well, I love that. I'm really excited about this event, and thank you so much for putting it on. Before we go, I do want to hop back over with Scott and give Scott Barrow an opportunity to share a little bit more. You teased us a little bit there, Mary. We have about a moment left or so. What does Regions do, you said, when it comes to the sensory aspect?
You know, we believe that the difference many times with the people that succeed and don't succeed is what did they have access? Did they have access to the right opportunities? In our booth this year, we have an autism program called Money Basics that goes through many of the basic skills that are sets that that we can share with autism people with autism. We also have a sample of how to use an ATM. machine and how to actually use with keypads and be able to allow individuals with to actually go through the motions it takes to actually get money from a machine as far as how to push the buttons and which ones to push and how to get the money from that. So we're excited to be part of that and to do our part again and providing opportunities for people with autism to expand.
Wow, that is amazing. And you don't think about those little things that we just take for granted on a daily basis. And so thank you so much for being a part of this, Scott. Thank you to Regions and being a part of putting this on to raise awareness. You just brought so much education here to the Pensacola Expert Panel as well. And I just appreciate you guys and admire you so much. And I want to thank you and Mary, of course, Mary McClellan, who is the Executive Director at Autism Pensacola. Mary, if people want to get more information or if people want to volunteer, where can they go to get this information or reach out?
They can go to our website at autismpensacola.org and they just click on the header banner and it'll take them to the Sensory Street page where they can, if they'd like to indicate their, you know, interest in attending, they can do that or they can volunteer. And it has everything you need to know about visiting Sensory Street.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much again. Autism Pensacola Sensory Street is happening this weekend. It starts tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. downtown in historic Pensacola Museum of Commerce. That's right on Zaragoza Street. So you don't want to miss out. It's a free event, open to everyone. And there's going to be so much there for everybody to do. And I just want to thank you again, Mary. Thank you, Scott, for being a part of this and for the community that deals with autism on a daily basis. Thank you for your commitment and your work.
Thank you, Jenna. We really appreciate this opportunity, and we hope everybody will come down to Sensory Street and see what it's all about.